importante din na alam din ng IT staff or ng IT people kung paano po i-set up yung LMS. So, ipapakita po natin yung step by step po.
So, according to Sir Frederick, you are going to have about
40 to 80 students. Tama po ba? Okay, so just like what Professor Bobby mentioned earlier, we suggest and we think that the basic package will be enough for your use, for your setup. Okay, so again, a Moodle stands for Modular Object-Oriented Dynamic Learning Environment. And just like what was mentioned earlier, it is free and open source. And with customizable management features, this is used to create private websites to contain the virtual classrooms with online courses for educators and trainers to achieve particular learning goals.
So before we go to the actual setting up, let me share to you our particular Moodle experiences. So in the past, we have set up various Moodle instances in the UPOU. The first, and this was being mentioned many times earlier, is MyPortal. MyPortal is the main website of UPOU. You can consider this as the be-all and end-all of UPOU. All the course sites, all the learning needs of the students are placed in our website. It's called MyPortal. And this is the sample course site in one of my classes in IS214. So basically, in a course site, you can put various resources, various links to the particular learning resources. You can set up quizzes, post announcements, so on and so forth. So with regard to those details, come back tomorrow and we're going to show you how to set up quizzes, post these resources, post announcements, so on and so forth. So bukas po, papakita ko natin yan. And then, we also have another website. This is called ESMP. ESMP, this is offered in collaboration with IBPAP. If you're familiar with IBPAP, this is offered. This offers 6 online courses designed to train individuals who are interested to join the BPM or BPO. Specifically, those who want to join the call center industry, if they want to further enhance their communication skills, then this website is for them. So free courses, including courses in business process management, business communication, English fluency, so on and so forth. So this is again in collaboration with IBPAP. Another course site or another Moodle instance that we have is called the Cube. cube.upou.edu.ph. This is something like similar to Coursera or edX. So in UPOU, we are actually offering MOOCs, massively open online courses. And we have currently 2,021 users enrolled in our MOOC courses. So mamaya, kung kayo ay curious at gusto nyo mag-enroll mamaya sa mga MOOCs po namin, ay pwede nyo po yan gawin. We have MOOCs in various topics, including child rights, protection, and promotion, in collaboration with UNICEF. We also have inter-local cooperation. I think this is for local governance. Also in ASEAN region. We have courses in the ASEAN region, especially in light of the recent ASEAN integration, if you can remember that. And then also, I would like to share my personal experience in one of my consultancy project with UMED. UMED is actually the research arm of UNILAB. And I believe everyone is familiar with UNILAB. And I would like to show you here that Moodle is not only for educational institutions such as UPOU, but this can also be utilized by research arms, by research departments. So this is in UMED. And this is the MD portal offered to medical professionals, especially if they want to further enhance their skills, their concepts, their various knowledges in the medical profession. And currently, there are 667 users of UMED Online. And I think the motivation of offering this is for lifelong learning for medical professionals. So some of these courses, you can read those. And now, we go to the requirements of the setting of the LMS. First requirement, of course, is you have to have a computer. Of course. Second requirement, of course, you have to have a good internet connection. And another important requirement, so we will recommend to you, since you're going to have about 40 users, a particular Bluehost account. Bluehost is a web hosting provider. And in Bluehost, you are actually renting a server that is in the cloud. And you pay monthly, automatically debited in your credit card. So, kailangan may credit card. So, parang nagbabaya dito ng monthly rental payment. Dito, $7 per month. So, $7 per month. So, how much would that cost in a year? 7 times 12. Hindi ako magaling sa math. Tapos, paki-convert na lang sa peso. Mura pa rin, di ba? Ayaw ko mag-compute, pero alam ko, mura pa rin yan. Diba? So, those are the requirements. So, the website to create a Bluehost account and to pay is bluehost.com. So, why are we recommending Bluehost? Yes, it's one of the 20 largest web host company. And one of its very good features is that it offers one-click installation. So, you don't need to think about, if you're familiar with PHP, MySQL, setting up, configuration files, so on and so forth, you just need to click, I want to install Moodle. After that, tada, you have your Moodle instance. So it's really easy to configure using Bluehost as your web hosting provider or server provider. And another good thing is it takes care of the security and maintenance of your website. So it actually lessens the workload for you. And now, I'm going to discuss the admin checklist. So if you're the administrator of the website, just like what Professor Bobby mentioned earlier, we have our administrator in UPOU My Portal. So also you have to have your own administrator or set of administrators. And these are the things that need to be set up first in order to get your Moodle system running. Okay, so ayan yung ating mga kailangang i-set up muna. So I'm going to show you, to demo you, how to set up. First, of course, we need to set up Moodle. Okay, just a moment. So we're going to use our existing Bluehost account in UPOU. So first, we go to bluehost.com. And then, we log in using the provided login details. So in our case, we have upoufics.org. And then in order to install a new Moodle instance, pupunta po tayo sa, ito po yung sinasabi pong one-click installs. Click po natin yan. Actually, dito po sa Bluehost, you can set up several Moodle instances. Pero sa ngayon, isa lang po muna yung i-set up po natin. And then we scroll down and look for Moodle. Okay, ayun, ito po. And then we click install. Ganun lang po kasimple yung pag-i-install po sa Moodle. And then, select the domain where you want to place the Moodle instance. And when you purchase a Bluehost account, you will specify there the domain, kung anong gusto nyong web address. Ayan. So kung bibili po kayo ng Bluehost account, doon nyo po yung i-specify. And after specifying it, you can select which domains you would like it to install. Let's say, UPOUFICS. Kunwari lang po ah. Ito, model, das testing, to. And then select check domain. So we can be sure if it's new or already existing. Ayan. And then, select show advanced options. After selecting show advanced options, you specify here the name of the Moodle website. Oh, let's say here, kunwari lang po, PPSC, ano ba? Blended learning, for example. And then, you also have to specify here the username of the administrator. And of course, the only one who should have access to the admin account is the administrator himself. So this is the super account who has control of everything in Moodle. Okay, so not everyone has access to it. Yung mga teachers, pwede po silang bigyan ng ibang klase po ng access. Just remember, the most powerful user, yes, the most powerful user in Moodle is the administrator. Okay, so just remember that. So kayo na pong bahala mag-select kung ano po yung username at saka password. Usually, a password is a combination of uppercase, lowercase letters, special characters, and numbers. Kunwari ganyan. And then, specify the first name and the last name. And then also the email address of the administrator. Then after that, you also need to select, I have read the terms and conditions. And then, click install now. So medyo matagal po yung pag-i-install dito. But afterwards, you will see a success message dun po sa taas. So for the other parts of the admin checklist, pumunta na tayo sa sinetup kong Moodle instance po kanina. Kasi medyo matagal po ito. Okay, so second part of the admin checklist is creating accounts. So how do we create accounts for each and every one of you? So we actually have two methods of creating accounts. First is the single account creation, one by one po ito. And another method is yung bulk, which is CSV upload, in which all the details of the users are put in a CSV file. Okay, so punta na po tayo. So maglalagin po ako bilang administrator. And then let's try to create one account. Sige. Okay. So in order to create a single account for a particular user, you log in as administrator. And then under site administration, okay, I click the triangle shape. And then we select users, accounts, and then add a new user. So it's quite straightforward here. So let's try to add a new user. And let's wait again for it to load. Okay, username, let's say Aurora Lacaste. Username is Aurora, and then you can select generate password, and then the Moodle will automatically generate the password, and then this will be sent to the user, to the email address that you're going to register there. So pwedeng ganyan yung gawin po natin. And then another required field is the first name and also the last name. So I put it Aurora Lacaste, and then email address. Anong email address mo, Aw? Punarin, Aurora Lacaste. Okay, aurora.lacaste. Ayan, at upou.edu.ph. And then, those are the only required fields. Okay, let's try to create a user. So that is how easy to create a single user. So another question, what if you have several students, let's say you have 100 students, would it be wise to still use this one by one? Imagine niyo po, di ba, one by one. Okay, iisa-isahin ko. Okay, Aurora Lacoste, next. Si Juan de la Cruz, next. Bobby Figueroa, di ba? Napakarami. So how do we simplify the creation process? So another advisable thing that we can do is to use CSV file. So you can actually create a CSV file using Microsoft Excel. Or actually, you can also create using Google Spreadsheet. But let's stick to the simpler one. So the requirements for a CSV file, on the first row, we have to indicate the fields. So the fields are defined by Moodle. Merong link sa Moodle website kung ano yung mga allowed na mga fields. So hindi pwede yan marong spelling, hindi yan pwede magkaroon ng extra space kasi magkakaroon ng error. So for now, this is the simplest set of fields that we can work with. We have username, password, first name, last name, and then email, and the country. And then dito, pwede nyo nang ilagay kung ano yung mga username sa mga estudyante po ninyo. Or nagawa tayo ng panibago. Kunwari lang, user, 1, 2, 3. Password, QWERTY, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Star. And then first name, Juana de la Cruz. So on and so forth. Then country, PH. And usually the country is a two-letter code. Magkaka-error yan kapag nilagay niyo po yung buong Philippines. Na-encounter ko po yan kanina eh. And I just figure out that it should be a two-letter code. Such as PH. And after that, pwede natin siyang isave. Okay, let's save it. And then, how do we upload it? So, we select site administration, users, accounts, and then upload users. So as you can see here, this is a much simpler process to do if you are going to create multiple accounts. Let's select workbook 2. This is the name of our workbook. Upload this file. Then upload users. Okay. So before, we already created yung user Lee at saka user Santos. Kaya merong status dyan, duplicate address. So it really does a very good job in detecting if there are duplicate entries. But for user 123, it has not been created before. So we can select upload users. So okay pa po ba tayo? Nasusundan po ba? So that is how you create users using two ways. Single account creation or using CSV files. Okay. And it will inform you that, okay, one user was created and two users were skipped because these were created before. So after account creation, we need to create also the course. Siyempre, di ba? Meron kang users as wala ka namang course, di ba? So how do we create the courses in Moodle? So it's also simple, quite straightforward. So site administration, this time courses, and then manage courses and categories. You can create categories first. Okay. Now let's wait, still loading. So all the administrator needs are under site administration. And as you've noticed, this is really quite straightforward, quite user-friendly. So here before, I created a course category, first semester, academic year 2016 to 2017. So I can also create a new category. Let's say, let's create for the next semester. Or I think here you're using trimester, right? Let's try creating first trimester. Okay. So I'll select your top. Since this is a new category, it will not belong to any other category. And then let's say first trimester, let's say academic year 2016, 2017. You can also indicate here description, but it's optional. And then create category. Well, let's wait. And now we've created the category. Now, how do we create a new course? So we need to select first the category where we want to put the new course. So let's say I will select first trimester academic year 2016-2017. So select po muna natin yan. After that, it should indicate here the current category that you've selected. And then create new course. And then, here are the required fields. First, what is the full name of the course? Let's say, ambang course ang pwede? May masasuggest po ba kayo? Kunwari lang. Crisis management. Let's say, crisis management. And then, what's the code? CM101. Tama po ba? So, something like that. Full name, short name. Category we've selected earlier. Let's say, for example, first trimester. And then you can also select the course start date. So that would mean before the start date, the course will not be shown, will be hidden from the students. And then also there's another option regarding visibility. You can also explicitly express if you want to hide it for now from the students or show it to the students. Advisable ito kung sabihin natin na hindi ka pa tapos maglagay ng study guides or ng course guides, di ba? So pwede itatago ko muna sa mga estudyante ito kasi hindi pa ako tapos. Tapos kapag na-upload ko na yung mga sinabi ni Ma'am Au, edi pwede ko nang iselect yung show. So you can actually change this later. Sabihin natin, tapos na yung trimester. Gusto ko nang itago. Pwede kong palitan din yung option na yan. And then, I can also indicate here course summary, summary files, and then other fields are optional. So you can also select your weekly format if you have particular plans for each week. You can also select topics format if you are not really particular with the particular day when you want to, the students to finish a particular learning materials. Okay. Let's try saving it. Save and display. Oh, malapit na po tayo. So, I think we're done with the first three. We set up our Moodle instance. Bilis ng puno. We also created the accounts for the users. And then, we've also finished setting up a course. And now, we need to assign the students to the courses. Because of course, not everyone is allowed to enroll in a particular course. Hindi po ba? So we need to assign who will be the students in a particular course and who will be the teacher in a particular course. Okay. So how do we do that? So we need first to select the course. Okay, so how do we select the course? We can go to crisis management. Anong trimester po yun? First trimester. So select po natin yan. Yan yung category po niya. And then select crisis management. And then we select users, and then enrolled users, because we need to enroll users. And then, parang paulit-ulit lang po, no? Enroll users now, enroll users. And then, let's say, ang teacher sa crisis management ay si Aurora Lacaste. So I will select teacher and then enroll. Enroll, name of Aurora, di pala Lacaste yan, Lacaste. Okay, enroll po natin yan. So siya na yung teacher dyan sa course na yan. Now, if you want to enroll students, select first the student role. Pahintayin natin. Then, select natin kunwari si Juana de la Cruz at yung kanyang kaklasing si Juan Santos. Okay, and then afterwards, finish enrolling. So, hintayin po natin and it should reflect, their enrollment data should reflect here. Kita po natin, di ba, si Aurora Lacaste, teacher. Ayun, nakalagay doon. Si Juana de la Cruz at si Juan Santos, pareha student. So that is how you enroll users in various courses. So do you have questions po? So that is how we accomplish the administrator checklist. And your administrator should know these basic things. Ito po yung kailangan po munang ma-set up. And then tomorrow, we're going to show you how to create quizzes, so on and so forth. Create forums, post links. So maraming salamat po sa lahat. Thank you po.